With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Close to 4,500 flights canceled or delayed so far today as a large swath of the country deals with the aftermath of that monster winter storm. Spread snow and ice from New Mexico to New England, and now bitter cold has taken hold, prompting rescue missions and other shelters to open their doors even wider to those on the streets. Morgan McLucky is with the Orange Tent Project in Chicago.
Shelters and warming centers aren't like a one-size-fits-all solution. Obviously, if you go to a shelter or warming center, you can't bring all your belongings with you. Also, the shelters and warming centers are so far and few between in the city, unless you have like a phone where you can Google Maps how to get there, or unless you have a bus card to even get there in general.
Hundreds of thousands of utility customers have been left in the dark. The severe weather blamed for at least a dozen deaths. Homeland Security launching an investigation of the fatal shooting of an armed man by a federal agent in Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino says the incident will be thoroughly investigated.
The investigation is going to uncover all those facts, things like how many shots were fired, where were the weapons located. All those facts are going to come out in the investigation. I wasn't there wrestling that assaultive subject that was assaulting Border Patrol agents. I wasn't there wrestling him myself, so I'm not going to speculate.
The anti-ICE unrest continues in Minneapolis. President Trump urges state and city officials to cooperate with the feds instead of further inflaming an already explosive situation. As efforts to end the war in Ukraine continue, Ukrainian President Zelensky says a security agreement with the U.S. is now 100% ready for signing. Dow futures down 10 points. This is SRN News. Alliance Defending Freedom unveils its legislative agenda.
The Christian legal group hopes lawmakers at the federal and state level will take action on a number of issues in 2026. ADF is calling for efforts to curb the sale of abortion pills, stop the promotion of transgenderism, and protect the right of parents to raise their kids in accordance with their religious beliefs. Senior counsel Matt Sharp says, quote, "We still have a long way to go, but we are hopeful that we can continue to achieve lasting victories this legislative season." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hailing the arrest of three people accused of invading a Minnesota church this month to protest President Trump's immigration policy. Doug Wardlow of True North Legal says the U.S. Department of Justice has acted decisively by arresting those who coordinated and carried out this terrible crime. Attorney General Bondi says the DOJ is pursuing a civil rights investigation of that incident. This is SRN News. South Korean major leaguers returned to the U.S., delayed a bit by missing documentation.
San Francisco Giants outfielder Jung Hoo Lee was briefly stopped at Los Angeles International Airport when arriving from his home in Korea ahead of the start of spring training next month because of missing paperwork. Lee did not have the proper documents to get through customs, but the issue was sorted out and he is now in the U.S., according to a person with knowledge of the situation. The 27-year-old Lee signed a six-year, $113 million contract with the Giants in December 2023. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The showdown is all set now. The Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots will be facing off in Super Bowl 60, taking place at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California next month. This will be a rematch of the 2015 Super Bowl. More details at srnnews.com.